Here in Southern California, a lot of eyes were on Barry Bonds last night. The San Francisco Giants were visiting their nemesis, the LA Dodgers. And as Rob Schmitz of member station KQED reports, there was very little love for the slugger who is chasing Hank Aaron's home run record.
Ah, love was in the air last night at Dodger Stadium. Love for the boys in blue, for those tasty Dodger dogs, and for Barry Bonds, the man Dodgers fans most love to hate. And last night, as Bonds attempted to tie and possibly break Henry Aaron's all-time home run record, Dodgers fans young and old took a page out of Darth Vader's handbook and let that hatred flow. Roman Veitsman was among them.
I hate Barry Bonds. He's everything that's bad about baseball. He's everything that's bad about America. He's everything that's bad about the world.
Don't be afraid to tell me what you think about it.
I'm not afraid. I hate Barry Bonds.
Other fans were even able to quantify their distaste for the future home run king.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you like Barry Bonds?
A negative 1,237,000.
Matt Parlow says he has a hard time believing how even Giants fans can cheer for someone like Bonds.
I'm a law professor, and I teach my students about being ethical and being people of integrity, and I don't think he's that. I don't think he's a good role model for kids, for baseball fans, for our society. I think it sends a bad message that one has to cheat to be on top of their game or to succeed. I think people can do it without that. So.
But this dislike for Barry Bonds didn't stop almost every fan here in the right field pavilion from bringing their cameras and baseball gloves. Every time Bonds was up to bat, they clogged the aisles, elbows at the ready, pounding their gloves in anticipation. The record-breaking ball itself, said many fans, is already rumored to be worth more than $1 million. But not all Dodgers fans were screaming insults at Bonds last night. Keith Bohannon's been a fan all his life. He says Bonds deserves recognition for breaking a record that for decades seemed unbreakable, steroids or not.
I don't think it's fair to single out one player when it might be going on throughout the league. It may not be limited to one player. And so I feel he's an American baseball player, and I dig him, and I love to hate him.
Bonds didn't hit that home run last night, and the Dodgers came up short. But none of that mattered to Bohannon. It's that love-hate thing that'll keep him coming back these next two nights. Not because he's a Dodgers fan, but because he's a baseball fan. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.